We thank everybody for being part and coming in. This is our hour of prayer, hour of study, hour of intellect, hour of being unprogrammed. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and grace that you have granted to us. Please give us wisdom and guidance as we study. Open up my mind, my heart, my soul, that I might be able to be an instrument of utilization from me to the people. Speak through me to them. Now do not be my words, but your words. Open up their hearts, their ears, and their minds that they might be able to perceive what is true, so that they might be able to distinguish between truth and error. For the time has come.
For her sake, for her name's sake. And Lishma means
so
the state that
asked,
we need to reach in order to attain equivalence of form with the Creator.
That Yahweh will be able
to begins.
Help us greatly in this area. The question is, or the question should be asked, there's lots of things the Bible is talking about. It says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. One thing of lack of knowledge that I'm finding is our lack of understanding the spirituality of the Bible and the spirituality of religions. What is the goal? If our goal is to go to church every Sunday and or Sabbath, or whatever day you go, and just have the guy preach at you with his hermeneutics, and then you go home and you live the same life that you had before? Or is it supposed to change you and make you a better person? Now, some people do have amazing testimonies and transformations in their lives. So that's what we need to be changed by, the renewing of our mind. Thank you. Now, how many of us are actually renewing our minds? You're not sure. Okay, what are you renewing your minds with? What are you feeding your mind? Now, I see young people standing around all day, feeding their mind with music, memorizing. I go work out in LA Fitness, okay? When I'm there, I'm in the steam room, take my hot and cold treatments and all that good stuff. Play basketball with the teenagers and 20-year-olds. Do cycling. I want to do racquetball. And I'll be in the steam room, and this guy will be in there, have his headphones on, probably in his 20s. He looks like he's out of high school, probably college age. Has his headphones on, and he is reading, he's repeating this song out loud. Man, I don't want to hear that. You want to hear that garbage? He doesn't even have a faint existence of what he's doing. So I'm like, wow. So what are we feeding our soul? What are we feeding our spirit? What are we feeding our minds? What are we feeding our existence? Okay, there's a parallel that we can feed our bodies, you know, we need to eat. So it depends on what we feed them. We talked about last week about feeding them catfish and lobster and crab, the delicacies of Babylon. That's the delicacies of Babylon. That's what Daniel and the three Hebrew worthies had to confront. So young people today, old people, everybody, but young people in particular, they're the ones that's going to change the world. They are the future. The old people are old and they're caught up in their own way. They ain't willing to change it, nothing. So if you're in high school, college age, you're at the point that you're looking for a change because you know this world is corrupt. You know this stuff is, and you do not have to accept it in that manner. I remember when I was finishing high school, we went to college, my cousin Curtis and Michelle and my brother Guy and a few other neighbors, friends and so forth, we talked about, man, hey, we, this system is corrupt. And you know, we were of the point that we want to change it. We are not going to just go for it. I saw my parents working two jobs, my mom and dad, and everybody, my grandparents working just to keep five kids, you know. I said, this is crazy. I ain't gonna do all that. So what has happened was that we was able to see clearly that this system has miseducated us, brainwashed, whatever you want to use, using propaganda to keep our minds in a state of loss. Why do you say state of loss, Emmanuel? Because we are lost. As a people, Black America as a whole, we are lost. Right? We need to wake up to that situation. And I speak with people and they say, well, there's nothing you can do. But yes, there's something we can do about it. Fight this system, fight this, man. What are you talking about? That's what revolution is. That's what the revolution will not be telling us. That's what the revolution is. That's how in the 60s and 70s, we're able to ride the bus now and not the back of the bus. That we can drink from the same water fountain as whites. We can attend the same movie theaters as whites. We could swim in the same pool as whites. Now, you know, certain states have it that you can't still swim in a pool with whites. It's the Carolinas, I think. No, for sure, South Carolina. That they don't allow public pools so that you, Black and males and females, can, Black and white, can commingle. And this is what year? 2014? Yeah. Okay, so these things still exist. So what are we feeding our minds? What do we feed our bodies? We can feed them all the garbage, which is what we call the delicacies of Babylon. Or we can feed it the things that Yahweh has given to us for healing and strengthening our body. Through fruits, which cleanse the body, and vegetables, which heal the body. Now, what about in our mind? Okay? Are we supposed to be able to eat certain things and withstand certain things, unclean animals? The unclean animals, when you talk about the crab, the shrimp, the lobsters, the catfish, all of them clean up in the sanitation department of the sea. I mean, would you go and eat out of a garbage? That's what you're doing when you eat those animals, those sea creatures. Okay? The same thing. Would you eat vulture? That's what you're doing. Do you eat pig? Yeah, you eat pig because that's what pig eats. Okay? So these are the things that we're feeding our bodies with. Then we wonder why we develop heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. Then we wonder why we have all of these illnesses or dis-ease our body is having. Because we follow the standard American diet, the Babylonian diet, standard American diet, S-A-D. What does that say? Pretty sad. And we're on a sad diet and we're having the effects of what a sad diet gives us, which is killing us. Okay, so just imagine. And so it has been proven by fact that when you eat the unclean animals, which Yahweh has forbidden for us to eat in the Bible, that you will come down with these diseases because you're eating the trash of the sea and the pig, the trash of the earth. They were designed to be garbage collectors. and clean up the earth. So if you want to continually eat vultures, okay, you want to continue to eat the, you know, the trash disposal unit, you go right ahead. That is your choice. That's right. The air is a freedom of choice. That's right. No one's telling you you have to, you know, obey Yahweh. I'm not telling you that. I would love for you to, but hey, that's your choice. So if in the physical world that this is what you're feeding your body, what do you think Yahweh has to say about that? Well, let's read here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Let's see if he says anything about that. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Wait a minute. Whoa. He wants you to have your body be a living sacrifice. Do you know what a living sacrifice is? That means you offer it up on the altar. You're offering up yourself not to do your own thing. Because that's what a sacrifice. Sacrifice don't do their own thing. They're being offered up. For what purpose? A living sacrifice. Holy. Acceptable. Unto Elohim. So he wants us to be holy. He wants to sacrifice our lives to be holy. So how could you give him a diseased body? Eat all the trash. Give him a diseased body, and then present yourself to Yahweh and say, I'm a living sacrifice. He said, man, you got to be joking. I don't accept. He tells you, he don't accept the swine. He don't accept any unclean animals as sacrifice. So if you have become one because that's what you have eaten and you all disease, he said, he don't want you one with blemish. Don't be bringing us the disease, sacrifices and so forth. And that's what we're doing. We are presenting ourselves as living, dead, diseased, prone beings to our Maker. And he does not accept that. He tells you that. Read it. Read it for yourself. Is he going to accept a swine from you? No. Is he going to accept a blind animal for a sacrifice? No. And we're blind. The Bible says that we are blind, miserable, wretched, and blind. That's what we are. Laodicean church. Think we are increased in goods and have need of nothing, and know if not that thou art blind, wretched, poor, and miserable. We don't know how poor our state is of our health. Now, we just make an application to health at the moment. We'll get it into the other realms. But let's just talk about this body. That he says that we should be offering him up our bodies as living sacrifice. He says he don't take blind sacrifices. So if you're blind and you're not studying the word and you can't see what the word is saying, you're blind. He's not accepting. That's unacceptable. Then you might be saying, well, he'll accept whatever I give him. No, he don't accept whatever you give him. Okay? That's what you might think. That ain't happening. Okay? Also, when you think about it, offering yourself as a living sacrifice. That means that you're willing to die, you're giving up your life of what you want to do for his life, of what he wants to do through you and to you. So this is what the journey of walking with Yahweh is about. It is not the journey of you being selfish and you doing whatever you want. And the church giving you all their money and you having your houses, your land, your planes, your car. That you don't see any of the apostles doing that. You don't see any of the prophets doing that. You don't see Yeshua doing that. And this prosperity gospel is a lie from the pit of hell. I mean, the people can preach it all they want, but you don't have to believe. Okay? So as we move forward, we're talking specifically about your body, as we read. It says, I beseech you. I encourage you. That's what he's talking about. I encourage you, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Okay, so you can't just give him anything. You have to give him living sacrifice. Now, I'm going to let you think about that and take a break from our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank everybody for coming back and being part of this study as we've been reading about this temple of ours, our body. Okay? Back to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brother. I encourage you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of Yah, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. And we talked about the living sacrifice already, about he doesn't take the blind, he doesn't take all of these different things that we think he accepts. But remember, he is not playing. Now, most people will think he's playing and we don't have to worry about any of those things. But to deceive, be not deceived. Don't let nobody deceive you. Nobody tell you that nonsense, because that's exactly what it is, nonsense. Now, what type of sacrifice is he expecting? Holy, acceptable unto Yahweh. Holy? What is acceptable? Us being diseased, filled with every disease possible under the sun? No. That is not it. He expects from us that we will serve him, that we will allow our bodies to be temples. Now, some might be saying, the temple of Yahweh, okay? But it says that trust not in lies. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 4. Trust ye not in lies, my words, saying, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh are these. The temple of Yahweh is you, not these buildings. These million-dollar buildings, million-dollar Ephesuses that y'all are paying for, that ain't got nothing to do with this work. It says, be not deceived. Do not trust in these lying words. Now, we're here to search what is truth. That's what it says. Trust ye not in lying words, saying the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh are these. No, you are the temple of Yahweh. Then let nobody deceive you. Now, most people look at the buildings and at these churches and these different Ephesuses. They are not the temple of Yahweh. Ye are the temple of Yahweh. Now, I think before we read that before, and it says it here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy, for the temple of Elohim is holy, which ye are. So he's making it very clear that if you are going to, he asks you to offer yourself up as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yahweh. Now, some of y'all might be saying, now listen, but and that is totally unreasonable. We can eat all the swine and eat all the pig and eat all the shrimp. We can do whatever we want. This is a time of grace. Grace to kill yourself? Really? You don't even have the sense to realize that you're committing murder. Hey, whatever. It's your call. Now, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. That means that you're not eating unclean animal, okay? Holy. which is acceptable unto Yahweh. Now, you have to deal with what Yahweh calls acceptable, not what you call acceptable, okay? Which is your reasonable service. Now, did you get that? Your reasonable service. So if you do anything less than that, that is totally unreasonable. Now, how many of us are offering up our blind selves, a hoof foot, a broken leg, broken arm? How many of us are offering up deformities of ourselves to Yahweh? He said, this is our reasonable service that we should come to him and dedicate ourselves. This is reasonable. I know some of y'all are saying, now listen, brother, this is totally unreasonable. You're being unreasonable about this. Now that's what the word says, which is our reasonable service. So if this is your reasonable service, anything less than that, he doesn't accept. That doesn't count. You might think it counts, but let me tell you, it does not count. Make sure you understand it. Let no man deceive you. It does not count. Because that's what he said. You know, he's not playing. He said he's telling you what's reasonable. And what you're talking about is totally unreasonable. Even though the church and other people, pastor and groups, everybody else is eating it. And nobody care about that. Yeah, we don't care about that stuff. Just because he's off his rocker doesn't mean that you're off your rocker. Now he says that, know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim. And he said, don't let nobody deceive you with lying words that those buildings is the temple of Yahweh. He already said that. We already read that in Jeremiah. Okay, then we have here, we read in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of Elohim, but what does it mean? How are you defiling your body? By eating those unclean animals. Simple as that. Now, how will Yahweh deal with you? Because you decide that that's what you want to do. Well, you know, you just pray over it and you sanctify it with the word and prayer. But you ain't got power to sanctify something that Yahweh has called unclean. You don't have the power to make something clean that Yahweh said is unclean. That's first of all. Okay? Make sure you got that. Then he tells you that if any man defile the temple of Elohim, and that's what we're doing. When we defile the temple of Elohim, what happens? Our bodies. When we defile it, what's going to happen? Him shall Elohim destroy. What? Wait a minute. I thought he's a God of mercy. I thought he didn't care about the little stuff. I mean, read it for yourself. If any man defile the temple of Elohim, his body, because we, the verse before that says, know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, okay? Him shall Elohim destroy. Did you know that he's going to destroy you? Not because he's bringing down judgments of fire and brimstone. No, he's talking about you are going to destroy yourself by violating the laws that he has placed on the planet to keep it in a sustainable existence. The Europeans already tried to do away with sanitation, and that's what they came up with, the Black Plague. So are we going to come up with another disease because we refuse to follow Yahweh's laws? Helpful? Think about it. And so when you come down with high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, cancer, you know, all these different things, it's because you've been violating the laws, most likely. And there's a higher percentage that they've been able to document that if you're eating these foods, that it contributes to these diseases. Simple as that. And they have done religions and groups that are vegetarians and that stayed away from all that stuff, that they live longer and longer and better lives. So, and if you go to other countries where they don't have high consumption of meat and so forth, they live longer lives. So it has already been proven that you are destroying yourself by eating these things. Okay? And so Yahweh says that these laws that he has And in effect, that if you destroy the temple by eating these things, then your body will be destroyed. Your body is guaranteed to be diseased. Did you know that in the Old Testament, read it sometime, in the first five books, especially Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, they give you the health laws. And if you read also in it, it also talks about the curses and the blessings. So the curses is consumption, arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. All of these things he says are the curses. So if you have any of these things, and your parents have any of these things, and your children have any of these things, and the pastor has any of these things, and the church members has any of these things, you can know that this is what is happening, what the verse actually literally said. If you defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, which temple ye are. These are not intended to, these laws were designed for our protection, not for our destruction. And so please, try to understand what is truth.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.org or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God.
Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody gonna tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy. You just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly. And you sit there, I'm so full. And the next thing, I'm hungry. And God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in the bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, thank you for coming back. We're here trying to discuss what the Bible teaches from a physical, spiritual, mental perspective. So we've been able to see so far that it is clear that we are the temple of Elohim and that we should offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, some might be saying that is, he doesn't require all of that. And he didn't say, make it acceptable unto the preacher. He didn't say, make it acceptable unto the teacher. Okay. I beseech you therefore, brethren, Romans 12:1-2. By the mercies of Elohim, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Yahweh. You are not doing this for humans. You're not even doing it for yourself. You're doing it for Yahweh, that you're supposed to present yourself as a living sacrifice to Yahweh. Now, someone says, well, that deals with the spiritual aspect. No, that deals with the physical aspect, because he already mentions that. And he says, this is your reasonable service. Now, before we hit verse 2, we just want to amplify that one a little more. We also found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim? See? Not the temple of a building. These megas that they're spending all this money on and getting these people in lots of debt. So the people of Yahweh's money should be freed up to do the work. The work is not building churches. The work is not building brick and mortar. The work is not getting more planes for the pastor, more cars for the pastor, more houses for the pastor. That is not. It's not for him to get $100 million, $100,000 salaries, $200,000, $500,000, whatever they pay him. Point is that ye are a living sacrifice that should be offered to Yahweh. He says, don't trust in not in lies. Trust ye not in lying words, saying the temple of Yahweh, temple of God. Don't trust in that stuff. Don't believe in that stuff. You can trust in it if you want, and it is worthless. And we already read that in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 4. Okay? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we've read clearly, you know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the spirit of Elohim dwell in you. If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Yahweh destroy. Okay? Because the temple of Yahweh is holy. So, yes, all these diseases and stuff, they're not going to keep coming down. These are the curses that Yahweh said he will allow to come on you. So if you got the high blood pressure, diabetes, your church got it and so forth, you can pray for it, pray it, and wait. You know it ain't going nowhere. Almost everybody in the church got it, especially if they're older churches. So, but they did not know this. But this is what the scripture says. Notice also in chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of Elohim, and ye are not your own. Did you know that you don't own yourself when you say you give yourself to Yahweh? Okay, everybody's playing games, okay? You are not your own. You cannot eat what you want, drink what you want, do what you want. Okay? But they have taken this all out of the books. Okay? This is all out of the teachings. This is scripture. I'm reading to you. I'm not making this stuff up. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. That's what we were just reading. And that ye are not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify Yahweh in your bodies. In your what? In your bodies. And they got to overweight obese people that he ain't glorifying nothing. I don't give you the pastor. I don't give you the bishop. I don't give you the minister. I don't give you the pope. You ain't nothing. Even if you're a father, that don't mean nothing. You're just a normal human being acting as if you're better than anyone else. So you cannot glorify Yahweh being overweight and obese. Okay? That's number one. Number two, you are taken away from what's going on the planet. Okay? You are eating stuff that should not be eating, and that's why you're coming down with the disease. That's what, you know, that's what you get. By eating those things, then of course you're going to get obese and die quicker. So, think about it. Realize what Yahweh said. Now, these are all New Testament scriptures. I know that people be saying, oh man, that's Old Testament stuff. No, this is all New Testament, baby. Okay? And that not just your body is the temple of Yahweh. He said your spirit dwells in you, and in your spirit, which are God's. Your spirit, your body belongs to Yahweh. It does not belong to you. That's why he says offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. But that's not what's being taught today. You just bring us your money and just put your tithes and offering in the tray, and that's all you need to do, and Yahweh will bless you. That's a lie. Right out of the pit of hell. I can tell you that right there because we just read in Jeremiah chapter 7, it says verse 4, trust ye not in lying words. Do not trust in lying words, it says. Saying the temple of Yahweh. Now, how many times you can say that? Four times? The temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh. Are these? I don't think so. It's your life. It's your doings. It's what you eat, what you drink, what you make of yourself, of what you are. And he makes it crystal clear. It's your body and your spirit. Now that we talked about feeding our bodies, okay, and coming down with all this disease and all of these other different things, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, okay, these are things that are tearing up your inside of your body. Okay? This is tearing you apart. And you know you're at ease. And anyone that has to keep you or take care of you, they know it is too. And so we have to be very careful. Okay? Because that's where most people are in the $1 trillion business, the drug industry. Did you know that's not a $1 million business? That's not a $1 billion business? That's a $1 trillion business. $1 trillion. We didn't even, we forgot to start counting 10 to the power of 9. Wow. 10 to the power of 6 is million. 10 to the power of 3 is 1,000. So, anyway. Okay, so you have that. And so he's telling us, if this is what you're filling your body with and your body is getting sick from it and it's issuing out pus, and issuing out all of these things. And you know how you look when you're overweight? You look a mess. Okay? So when this is just showing you what's on the outside of what's going in the inside of you. Now some people say, well, it ain't got nothing to do with my spirit. It ain't got nothing to do with that. That is a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Because we just read it. And he says he will destroy you for destroying his temple. For you putting the wrong things in his body, in his temple of yours, he will destroy you through curses, through the curses that are listed in the book of Deuteronomy. Matter of fact, when we come back, we're going to go through the list, okay? So that you can say that, oh, wow, I didn't know it was there. He keeps talking about it, but I didn't read. All right, well, we'll get you to read it. We'll get you to see it. Okay? So, now he says that now, well, if this is what we fill our bodies with, and this is affecting us physically, just imagine when you feed your mind and your spirit, this garbage on the radio and on the TV and all the stuff that you're being taught in those philosophy schools and in K through 12, and pre-K through 12, and all of this white supremacy and all the stuff, and you want to know why black people are killing each other, why they're shooting each other, let's read this for ourselves. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Okay, now, let's see what's happening, because if you don't offer yourself up as a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service, this is what he says, and be ye not conformed to this world. But if that's all you got on your heads, you got your children listening to this music day after day, peeping and bebopping and all that stuff, oh, wow. Be not conformed to this world. That's those are people conformed to this world. But be transformed. Amen. Now, how are you going to be transformed? Changed. You know? You're not going to be the same person, okay? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the what? Renewing of your mind. So if your mind is being full of trash, then you're renewing it with destruction. And just like there's the cancer and there's the high blood pressure and diabetes, that's what we're shooting each other do. Then we're shooting up drugs, we're shooting each other with guns and bullets and joining the gangs and stuff. This is the result of what you're feeding your mind. So he says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that means you got to put new stuff in your mind that you may prove. And he said, now you can do it. Now you have the evidence base. The evidence will be there. Then you will be able to prove what is good and acceptable and perfect. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's take a break at this moment so you can check it out.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding. It's in the Word of God.
Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street,
Kingsland, Georgia 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You scared a failure. You scared somebody gonna tell you no. You scared that it won't work. Now my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hana Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Well, thank you all for coming back again. We are here to talk specifically about what is truth. So I'm sure you'll be having a hot debate with whoever ain't listening to this, and you telling them, hey, man, did you know that the Bible says, no, that's not what it means, man. Oh, no, that's not what it says. But you will be able to see and hear for yourself. Send them here, man. Send them over and listen to the tape of what Yahweh is saying to you today. Okay, so we realize that we become transformed in our mind. And if we feed it garbage, just like if we feed our body garbage, we're going to get disease. If we feed our mind garbage, then we will have perverted thinking, perverted attitude, perverting lifestyle. So because we have been fed white supremacy from childbirth all the way through college, in the media, in the churches, because the only people that run the top of the churches are the Pope and all the other boys, are all white. Okay? Them our cardinals and this and that, whatever. They'll have a few black in there just to say that we got black, but that's a bunch of garbage. Those are your tokens. Remember, in the slave trade, remember they had the house field and the seal slaves. So, of course, they let a few house slaves in there, and those house slaves whip you, keep you in line. So if you think that, you know, you got a few black people and you can support them and they're supposed to help you support you, they're not helping you get out of this system. Shoot, that's how they make their money. That's how they survive. This is, listen, man, you're dealing with my paycheck. You know, so I can't be squealing on the white man. I can't be squealing on the church. I can't be squealing on the top dogs. But that's what you're doing. So anyway, when we're talking here that the musicians who are feeding our kids with this rap garbage, these people who are in the movie making, if you notice all the new movies, man, that they talk about Noah, the Ten Commandments, talking about, you know, they're making a new one about Moses and so forth, it's all white. That's just white supremacy. It's not biblical. That's nothing to do with the Bible. It has to do with teaching white supremacy. So if you ever look at this and realize that all of these movies and all of these Sunday school lessons and Sabbath school lessons and Bibles and stuff, that they're promoting white supremacy in every aspect that you can get it, in images and symbols and words and people. And you can realize that's why Europeans or white people in America and across the world run the planet. Because they are revealed or shown that they are the people of Yahweh. And the European Jews and all of that, there were no European Jews in the Bible. No such thing. So African, classical African, Hebrew, Israelite. Okay? So don't let people get all caught up in all of this misunderstanding of scriptures. So all these scriptures are happening in what we call Northeast Africa. So how could you not be an African if you're in Northeast Africa? Okay, let's get it straight. Okay, so with this miseducation of the mind, you get that? Miseducation of the what? Mind. They are filling our mind with garbage. And so we're reacting to this garbage. We're hating ourselves through our curriculum. And you throw that curriculum that they got, that they're giving you in these classrooms, and that they're giving to our kids, throw them out. I got books that address the curriculum of the young people. And it's curriculum also old people need, because they don't understand it either. And they're called, the books that's called the People of Color, the Bible series, Old Testament collection. I only was able to do an Old Testament collection. I only did the first three books. My ex-wife and I, Renee, we did that together. And we put videos together that's on that. And so those things were designed to show you what items you shouldn't be eating, what items you should be, how nature and zoology and anatomy and all of these things go together and are taught out of the Bible. And we do that. And so that's curriculum that will show the true historical people. So if you want to know what is truth, that's what you need to be getting. You should be ordering those books. Where do you order them at? www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. Now, we have designed these curriculums back in the 90s. We were way ahead of our time, and we still are. And some of the stuff that you'll be learning and developing, the work we're teaching, is all in there. Even more and beyond, and on the video and DVDs. So, what we want to talk about is that the reason why we're shooting each other is because we don't have self-esteem, and we don't learn that even when we learn non-self-esteem or white supremacy in our school books. Just look at them. Look at your Sunday school lessons. Look at all that stuff. You throw that stuff out as trash to the mind of black people. Or people of color, because it teaches only one thing, white supremacy. And you might be saying, well, what can I do? What can I read? I already told you what you can read. Get the books off the website. That's what you need to go do. Okay? So if you don't want to feed, if you want to keep feeding your children, your grandchildren, your friends' children, your neighbors, and you want to run these daycare centers, and you want to run these pre-K programs, you can introduce these books in there, and at the beauty salons where you have your kids hanging out at, and at the barbershops and wherever. This material should be everywhere, scattered as the leaves of autumn, so that one thing can happen, so that we can transform our mind. That's what it says. It says in verse 2 of Romans chapter 12, and be ye not conformed to this world. So if you get an accreditation, if you're getting all of that, you're being conformed to this world. And then you understand that the results are what we have in high population rate in prison, high pregnancy rate amongst our people, all of these different things. And a lot, especially in the South, a lot of this is going on. Okay? And people aren't even graduating from high school in the South. It's just a massive mess that we have. It's in the North too. Chicago, Detroit, and all them places. So don't be misunderstanding. Baltimore, D.C., New York, ain't no different. All these big urban cities, that's what they are. That's what they're designed for. They are a trap for our people. And a trap for their mind. And that's where you have the gangs and the people who are there just to pick up your children, to take them, and to feed their minds, transform their minds. That's what they're doing through the media, through the TV, through the Sunday school lessons. They're transforming their minds into destruction. And you wonder, well, my kids went to church all the time. Yeah, they went to church. They weren't taught nothing but white supremacy. Okay? Just look at the pictures. Just look at the stuff. Stop fooling yourself. What can we do about it? Throw the stuff out. That's what you do about it. Stop getting up some other stuff that's going to deal with the problem. Okay? That's how you solve the problem. And there is something you can do about it. You might be too lazy to do something about it. There's something you can do about it. And you can fight the system. That's what the revolution is. Fight these churches. Tell them you're not going to allow this to happen anymore. So it's up to you. You have to determine if you're going to allow your children to have their minds renewed in the word or their minds renewed in the system so they can wind up in jail, killing each other, shooting each other in gangs. And that's what you're supposed to do. And be ye not conformed to this world. So if you got them listening to that stuff 24/7 playing those video games, you are conforming your kids to this world and they will forsake you. They will forsake the word. They never even got the word. So they were never even taught the word, really. They were, and they're joking. Okay? But be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that means you got to spend time in the word so that it can transform your mind. You got to spend time. We got now CDs that you can listen to them in a car. Yeah? And I have Bibles also called the African Heritage Diet Bibles. They are Bibles with the original type of people that was in there, not lied to pictures. Okay? So you can order those Bibles. Yeah, they're called the African Heritage Study Bible. You'll be shocked what the book says. Okay. Also, we have there, and you order that at www.peopleofcolor1.com. So it says to be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind through the word. You can listen to CDs when you're in the car. You can, and they're not giving you the pictorials, okay? So they're not brainwashing you in that way. That ye may prove what is good. So this is how you prove it. You have to prove, test Yahweh to see if he is real. It says, taste Yahweh to see if, you know, if it's good. And he is good. Prove what is good. How will you prove what is good? If you don't read the word and you're transforming your mind, you don't know what is good. If you listen to the world, they're going to tell you what is good, and it's a lie. Okay, so that's what you should be interested in, truth. So you need to renew your minds. And that you may prove, that's when you're going to prove what is good and acceptable. Acceptable to who? Acceptable to the world? They say, man, I can't teach this stuff in my class. I can't present this in there. Why can't you? Because this has a Bible and they talk about black people and whatever and whatever. Okay, well then you can accept it. You know, you have to be able to say what is acceptable unto Yahweh. And if you want to conform to this world and be under the what's acceptable unto Yahweh, then your kids will continually to die. Your kids will continually not graduate from high school. And your kids will continually be in jail. That's the alternative we have. And if you like that alternative, then you keep on doing what you do. If you don't like that alternative, then you change your mind and you say, hey, we are going to change my grandkids and kids and so they are not going to grow up like this. We got to get them the material and we're going to change so you can know what the perfect will of Yahweh is. Okay, now we were reading also in other parts of Corinthians. Okay. We were reading in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, okay, yeah, 2 Corinthians, because it's talking about not to be conformed to this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18, it says, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. So that's what he's telling you, and that's what he said in Romans, be ye not conformed to this world. So he says, don't be yoked. That means a yoke. That means you're two people walking together. So they used to take oxen, and they used to take two oxen to plow to do all the hard labor. So what they did was build something, a wooden yoke, that would tie their necks together and their bodies together. So they got to walk together to solve the problem. And so now that's what you are. You're yoked with this world and all of its lies and deception. From accreditation, from K through 12 to pre-K through 12. Okay, even in the colleges they lied. Same thing. So you're being taught all of this miseducation, white supremacy constantly. So he says, don't be yoked to that. You need to have your own books. You need to have your own curriculum. You need to be able to educate your own people. And that's what we did. We realized that unequally yoked with unbelief. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? That's right. What fellowship are you going to sit out here and you're going to listen to your slave master? Now, you know, during the slave trade, they told us that we were 1/8 of a human. Once we fought back and we got free, then all of a sudden our slave master who kept us in slavery are now the same ones who are teaching us the same thing. And they're writing the books and putting the curriculum together. How idiotic can that be? Do you think your slave master is going to change up his rules and regulations? No, he made it more universal. Okay? He made it more universal so that you can be able to get it on all levels. So that's what he says. Don't be yoked with these people, these unbelievers, or how are you going to have fellowship with unrighteousness? Now they say, oh, we made a mistake and had black people in slavery. That ain't no lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. You designed the system that way. Now that you took the chains off our hands, now you put the chains in our mind. And that's where we are. We are brainwashed. We are getting chained. All the stuff that they and the chains that they had on our hands are now in our brains. That's why we are doing what the KKK does, lynching each other by shooting them up and killing them with these guns. Okay? Listen to the words of God. So, what else are we talking about here? Be on. What hath and what communion hath light with darkness? Now, if you are a child of light, why are you listening to the children of darkness? Why are you watching the children of darkness stuff? See, why would you listen to slave master when he the only reason why we listen to slave master is slavery because he wept us. Whipped us until we came into submission. Now they're whipping us into submission through media, through drugs, through TV, through all of these other different things. Okay? Through our school curriculum. So these are ways. So you might be saying, am I telling you to take the kids out of school? No, I didn't tell you to take the kids out of school. I'm telling you, you have to be able to get a community group or a community whatever, or yourself together and start reading these other books, the books that we're talking about, that we have put together to design so that you can infiltrate through the minds. Now, some of these are color books, so they're good for young people, but they need hand-eye coordination to learn. They just don't learn by you hearing, but also by them drawing or them by coloring and so forth. So try to make sure that you understand of what is being transformed. And if you are a child of the light, why are you listening to the children of darkness? Okay? It ain't got nothing to do with the color of your skin. Okay? So don't believe that because your skin is dark, they're talking about you the children of darkness and they're the children of light because they're white. That ain't at all what they're saying. If anything, it's the reverse. Okay? They're the barbarians that barbarically wiped out the Native Americans, enslaved black people, in the name of Jesus. Now, remember that. Remember that name. The name of Jesus they did all that. Okay? So, be careful. That's why I don't use that name. I use the name of Yeshua, his original name, and Yahweh. I don't use that European paganism teachings. Okay. So, what else did it say? It says in verse number 15, and what accord hath the Messiah with Bethel, with Belial. Okay? So what has the Messiah with Satan? What accord? Concord. What agreement? How do they work together? They don't work together. How are you going to work together? By listening to all that music and all that garbage. And you let them play the video game. And I know you want them to do something with their time and you ain't got time to hang with them. So you need to make time for your children. You need to spend time reading to them about the stuff that we're talking about, having them learn and develop their beautiful mind before they become corrupt. And this is all New Testament stuff now. Come on now. He says, hey, and what part had he that believeth with an infidel? And so what do you believe? Do you believe the word? And then you let them tell you that the word doesn't even matter, the Old Testament, throw it out because it has to. It don't have nothing to do with you as a Gentile. When you're not a Gentile, he's a Gentile, and you are the people of Yah. And what agreement have the temple of Elohim with idols? So if you are the temple of Yahweh, why are you allowing them to fill the temple of Yahweh with food that are idols, which are idolatrous, the unclean animals, and then feed your mind with the idols that they put in there from the music and the TV? So think of this. This is the temple. We are agreeing with idols, idol worshipers, infidels, people that are in the dark, unrighteousness, unbelievers. They don't believe the word. They just in church, they say that that's a business. And pastors and stuff, they don't believe the Bible. They believe that they are taught in a seminary, which is the Sabbath, which is the seminary, they call it. But there's nothing place but they bury you, cemetery. That's where they bury you, and you don't believe anymore, and all you do is walk out of there making money for them. It's turned into a big business. Okay, what else does it say? And what agreement have the temple of Elohim with idols? And for ye are the temple of the living Elohim, as Elohim has said, I will dwell in them. Did you know that he wants to dwell in us? Dwell in us and live and breathe in us like he did the Messiah? Did you know that? But he can't live and dwell in us and we all diseased up, all cursed. Because those are the curses. Oh yeah, I promised you I was going to read the curses to you. All right, I have to look that up so that we can make sure we got the curses, girl and guy. I want you to walk out of here without the curses. Okay. All right. Let's go on down a little more. I got to finish up with up to verse 18 in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Okay. And it says, as Elohim hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. So he wants to walk in us and dwell in us. So he's not walking in no 600-pound person. Okay, come on now. All right, all diseased up, ready to die, kick off. And I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And wherefore, come out of her, my people. What does it mean, come out of her? Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate. And in Revelation 18, it says, come out of her, my people, that ye not be not partakers of her sins, for her sins that reach up to heaven. And you know in America, that's all we've got is nothing but sin in every corner. And he says that he does not want us. He wants us to be separate from all of these schools and all the teachings that are being taught in these Sunday school, Sabbath school lessons, and in this stuff. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean. Now that word in italics is thing. So it says, touch not the unclean. Now we done listed the unclean thing. I guess we got to list the unclean animals for you, the unclean things. Are you sure you know what the unclean things are? Are you sure that you know what the obedience is? The curses of Yahweh? He says, the day I give you death, life and death, choose life. And he says if we disobeyed him, he says in verse number, Deuteronomy 28, verse 45, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed. That means disease. Get that. Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim to keep his commandment and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign. What sign? A sign letting us know that when we are caught up at the end of time, at the end of the world, and people calling us Gentiles, this will be the sign that we are the children of Elohim. And up verse 26, Deuteronomy 28, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder. And the whole world wanders after us, wonder. Look at these African Americans. Everybody's wondering about us. Where are they from? What are they are? And upon thy seed forever. And so all of these problems are shooting up, gangs, wars, shooting, lynching each other, shooting up each other, high blood pressure, diabetes. This is the sign that we are the people of Yahweh. Because thou servest not Yahweh thy Elohim in joyfulness and in gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shall thy serve thy enemy, which Yahweh shall send against thee in hunger and thirst and nakedness and the want of all things. That's where we are today. African American community is on lockdown. And we will stay in that position. And they know as long as they keep lying to us and telling us that, hey, the gifts of Yahweh, you don't have to follow them. You don't have to follow these different laws because they were not designed for the new believers. They were only for old believers, Old Testament believers. The laws of nature, of gravity, if you jump off a building, you're going to break your legs. Okay? Yahweh is not stopping the book. Not stopping his law, or whatever law that is at that time, it would be the law of gravity. So be not deceived with this nonsense. Don't let nobody tell you all of this stuff. And so Yahweh is presenting us before us life and death, blessing and cursing. Did you know that? He presents to us both. He says, choose life, that you might what? Live. So this is what he wants to give us. Life. Blessings. And we have to determine if that's what we want. Do we want the blessings? Or do we want the curses? Notice here, he has to circumcise our hearts. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. And Yahweh thy Elohim will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy life, and that thou mayest live. So he wants to circumcise our hearts so that we might be able to live. So he wants us to serve him to the utmost. And most of us, we're not interested in serving him. And when we don't serve him, he says in verse 19 of Deuteronomy 30, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before thee life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love with Yahweh thy Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice. See? Obedience is part of it. And that you may cleave unto him, for he is thy life and length of days, that thou mayest dwell in the land. So, what are we going to do today? He has set before us blessings and curses. Which one do you want? Do you want the high blood pressure? Do you want the diabetes? Do you want these things that Yahweh has determined that would come upon those that would forsake him? Now remember, we talked also about Balaam and Balak. So we have to be very careful. Balaam was the prophet, and Balak was the king. The king came and said, listen, I want you to curse Yahweh's people. He said, I can't curse Yahweh's people. I only can bless them. I only can do what Yahweh tells me. And so he went up three times to curse them, and he blessed them. And he said, I told you before I left my country, I can't only do what Yahweh says. And he says that Yahweh has kept you from being, of getting money from me, of getting riches. I was going to reward you greatly. And so he thought of later on in the text, and the Bible talks about, he thought of another way. He said that I can get Yahweh to curse them people simply by having them forsake Yahweh's law. And that's what they did. They went and went with the Moabites, and they invited them in to sacrifice and eat their garbage and all that stuff. And then a plague came right amongst Yahweh's people. And Yahweh was killing them all. Lord, his disease was killing them all. And so that's the way it is today. The diseases of this world, high blood pressure, diabetes, African Americans are number one in those areas. And because of our sad American standard diet and the lies that have been taught about the church, telling us that we can eat whatever we want, and the unclean. And it says, touch not the unclean, and I will receive you. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 6 again, verse 18, 17. And will be a father unto thee, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith Yahweh. Oh my. So we see here, he wants to walk and talk with us. He wants to live in us. But he can't live in us if we are fighting him. So please, awake out of sleep. Please, trust in Yahweh and not in the world. And as we have read, Yahweh said that if we amend our ways, if you will thoroughly amend your ways, this is Jeremiah chapter 7. We read verse 4. The temple, trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh are these. And if ye thoroughly amend your ways, that's what he's asking us, to change our lifestyle, change our diet, change what we listen to, change what we're feeding in our mind, our souls, what we're feeding them through that Sunday school lesson, that Sabbath school lesson. If you will thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment, that means be right between a man and his neighbor. If ye oppress not the stranger, and that's exactly what's going on in America. We oppress all of these different people, okay? The fatherless, the widow, okay? That's why they got the more welfare. That's why they keep the black males in jail so they can be, there's the fatherless and the widows that are being shot by the bullets of these gangs and of these individuals, of them shooting each other. And shed not innocent blood. That's innocent blood. Even kids who don't have nothing to do with the gang wars and all that, they're being shot. Okay? They'll be straying bullets. Innocent blood in this place. Neither walk after their gods. And what gods are we talking about? The gods of music, the gods of TV, the gods of the churches, the gods of the government. Then will I cause you to dwell in this place and in the land that I have given to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lies. So he's telling us in the churches and in the government, we trust in lies that cannot profit. They're not profiting us. They might be profiting some other people, but they're not profiting us. Well, y'all just think about it. Let Yahweh change you. Let Yahweh be your protector. We know that our bodies, we're supposed to glorify Yahweh in our bodies. We've read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 already. We already read that if we destroy the temple of Yahweh in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he will destroy us. We already read in Romans chapter 12, that we ought to offer up our bodies as living sacrifices, wholly acceptable unto Yah, and we should transform our minds. So may Yahweh bless us, keep us, until we meet again. Thank you, Yahweh. Praise him. Hallelujah.